Four states, Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico, have watched shares of their water from the Colorado River flowing downstream for nearly a century. But now they want to claim that promised water. In the last part of our series, The Final Straw, KUER reporter Judy Fays explores the drive behind a massive water pipeline in southwestern Utah.
Gary Turner is facing a busy afternoon at his turf farm on the outskirts of booming St. George. Customers are calling, even before he can finish greasing his harvester.
They're all looking for grass.
Buck, do you know how much Omar wants?
Red dirt and the surrounding red rock country of Washington County are a technicolor contrast to Turner's crop, acres of emerald green lawn grass that glows in the spring sunshine.
There's nothing more greener for this planet than grass.
Suburban ramblers and apartments sprout outside Turner's 114-acre farm. It's a sign this is one of the nation's fastest-growing metro areas.
I mean, we grow houses better than we can grow any other commodity.
Turner irrigates with a virgin river. It's the area's sole water source. But he says if the people moving here want lawns, they need the Lake Powell pipeline.
We absolutely have to have it. I don't know any other option.
The pipeline would be like dipping a 140-mile straw into Lake Powell halfway across the state. It would cost billions of dollars and be paid for by Utahns. The water would support nearly 100,000 new households, including future turf customers.
It's absolute madness.
Nick Scow of the Utah Rivers Council says too much Colorado River water has already been promised to too many people.
The state of Utah would have you believe there's plenty of water for all of these projects, as though we're living in the good old days.
When the river was gushing and it kept Lake Powell and Lake Mead full, now 40 million people rely on that stored water, and their demands and drought have strained this vital supply.
We are way beyond the budget of what the Colorado River can deliver. And when you just look at how much water is in the river and how much everyone else wants to take out, it's just not there.
But the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is proceeding with Utah's application to draw 86,000 acre-feet from Lake Powell. It's the largest of 9 proposed water projects in the Upper Basin states.
And we're up here looking the other way, whistling and pretending we don't notice.
Scow says pipeline proponents are also putting whole communities at risk by ignoring climate change. Scientists predict the Colorado's flow could be nearly one-third lower by mid-century. Instead of a pipeline, opponents say the smartest and cheapest solution is conservation.
Found us.
Lisa Rutherford lives in a St. George suburb where that idea is already embraced. Her front yard is red rock and low water plants. It's the stuff of nightmares for someone who makes a living growing sod.
We took out our front grass in 2013 and just have a little piece of grass in the backyard.
Rutherford tracks the pipeline for the nonprofit Conserve Southwest Utah.
We don't think there will be the water. We do not think that we need the water.
But Rutherford's partner, Paul Van Dam, says the problem has deeper roots, a conviction that Nevada, Arizona, and California are taking precious resources that belong to Utah.
That's almost part of the DNA of people out here. It's just like treason if you don't fight for the water that is your water.
A longtime soldier in that fight is Mike Styler, who recently retired as director of Utah's Department of Natural Resources. Before that, he was one of the state lawmakers who voted to begin the battle for the pipeline.
What they need to do, the lower states, is use their right that's allocated to them, and we will use our right that's allocated to us, and that water is there.
Back at the turf farm, Turner's harvester is peeling 2x5-foot strips from the ground, rolling them up, and stacking them on pallets. 2 tractor trailers await loading for delivery tomorrow morning, and contractors with pickups and trailers are standing by. Turner doesn't want this market to dry up.
The good book says that the meek shall inherit the earth, but they won't get no water. They have to fight for their water.
And to Turner, the answer to Utah's water problem is a no-brainer. I'm Judy Fays in southwestern Utah.